So we're going to start today with reviewing mortgage claims and notice of mortgage payment changes and kind of go over really briefly the basics. Mayor's going to start us off.
I'm notorious for getting comments that I'm not loud enough, so please let me know if you can't hear me. Yes, absolutely. I wanted to talk a little bit about what we are going to do and what we aren't going to do. If I could use medical parlance, we're going to show you the symptoms and help you diagnose the problem, but what you do and how you cure that issue is something that's beyond the scope. But all three of us are going to stick around for the conference, so feel free to find one of us if you have a specific question. We're going to go through some checklist of things that the three of us have talked about what we look for when we review these issues. It's not comprehensive. It's obviously subjective to us. In fact, I think the three of us put together separate lists. We had a lot in common, but we all learn from each other, which is always great. And we'll go through real-world examples using proofs of claims and notices and escrow statements. Common things that we would consider that we're not really going to specifically drill down into, but things that everyone should be looking at when you're looking at any mortgage-related claim. When does loan mature? Do we have a loan that's going to be a total debt loan? Does it have a prepayment penalty built in where you can't do a total debt even if it's outside the plan? What kind of mortgage is it? Is it a first lien? Is it a second lien? Is it a home equity lien? Is it a home equity line of credit? Is it an adjustable rate mortgage? Does it have a balloon payment? Is it an investment loan? Does it have grants, HUD grants, deferred principal? Is the loan subordinated? That's something to look for as well. Also look for pre-petition issues that have come up, any loss mitigation that occurred pre-petition, deferrals, forbearances, modifications.